A new portrait of Governor Bill Haslam was unveiled this week at the state capitol. The ceremony, which happens at the end of every governor's term, marks the beginning of each one's legacy. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
Haslam jokes that when he first saw his portrait, he thought the painter made him look a bit older.
And some of the features, you know, some of the, you know, my nose looks a little too big and this and this. But I brought two or three people with me and they went, he got it exactly right.
The portrait has Haslam at the center, wearing a dark striped suit with a white shirt, gray tie, and handkerchief. He is sitting on a desk in front of a window. You can see the mountains, an ode to his East Tennessee roots.
If he'd gotten it exactly right, it would have been a little different. It would have had Chrissy in the picture, and my family, and kids who have allowed me to do this.
Haslam's portrait will now hang alongside those of other recent governors, including now Senator Lamar Alexander. He says that even though their portraits are now in a place of honor, they'll end up in the same place.
Eventually, you and I and the others will all go to storage. It's a lesson in humility.
Yes, he said storage. Because of limited space, only the portraits of the past 8 governors are displayed in the Capitol's main hall. The governor rotating out is Frank Clement, whose portrait was taken down last week. Clement served for 10 years as governor in the 1950s and 60s. He was the first Southern governor to veto a Jim Crow law. Haslam's painting is expected to be on display for about half a century. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.